your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back chatting with Curtis J. Morley, author of The Entrepreneur's Paradox. Curtis, I have a question for you. We live in a very unique time right now. I have been around a lot of years, sir, and I have to tell you, I never in my wildest dreams ever thought that I would live in a situation that had the economic challenges that it does today. Never thought I'd live in a situation. Heck, I didn't even know what the word pandemic meant probably 10 years ago. I do know today very well what it means in the sense that I know that young people today are having a very hard time finding employment. If you're a computer whiz, if you're a high-tech whiz, that's one thing, but if you're a typical college graduate, degree in history, what have you, it's kind of tough. Let me ask you a question. During this worldwide pandemic, is it possible for a sharp college undergraduate, an individual man or woman who really has a passion as you did, can a startup business that they have an idea for survive in so shaky an economy?
I absolutely believe it. And I think right now is a great time to start a business as
an entrepreneur. Why do you say that?
Because there's so much opportunity. Every time there's a challenge, every time there's a problem, it really is, problems and challenges really are opportunities dressed in work clothes. And every time there's something new, there's a change, there's a struggle, truly that is an opportunity for an individual to go in and create something great because of the challenge. The challenge is the opportunity. And so right now, because of the way the world's changing, because there's so much disruption, right now is a perfect time to enter the market in a disruptive way. And not only adapt, but, you know, ride the tide of what's happening right now, where there's so much difference from a year ago to today that there's a need for new services. There's a need for new, whether it's medical or food delivery or entertainment or anything. The world is changing, and there's a need to adapt and to meet those changes. And so now I think is a phenomenal time to start a business because there is so much opportunity. It's, like I said, it's a challenge dressed in work clothes. And all you got to do is put on those work clothes, or an opportunity dress in work clothes, excuse me.
Yeah.
And then the opportunity is yours.
I personally think, Curtis, that what a person needs to really succeed is something that, as an entrepreneur, is something that you obviously have. You never give up. You have to have a very, very healthy passion to make a difference in the world. If you have that passion, trust me, nobody can stop you. Give our listeners some examples, if you would, of some ideas for these young people.
That's awesome. I'll never forget an experience I had. I was talking with a friend. I had started my first business. It was a full-service media agency. We did everything from web design to back-end database to radio and TV commercials. We did the whole gambit, logos, you name it. And it was 2000. The bubble had burst. Companies were going out of business. And I was sitting in a car with my friend Reed Wright, who started a phenomenal company called Axis 41. And
I'm sorry, called what?
Axis 41.
Okay.
Also a media and marketing and full service web agency. And he said to me, he said, Curtis, you look around, you know, the bubble's burst, companies are going out of business left and right. He said, you know why you and I are still surviving? And I turned to him, I said, no, Reed, why? He goes, it's because we're too dumb to know when to quit.
Never had anybody tell me that. And maybe that's a good thing. Anyway, elaborate, sir.
And what the principle or the truth that he was getting at behind that is just exactly what you said, is this indefatigable drive to make it succeed no matter what. That when the normal person would say, okay, this is enough, it's time to quit, the entrepreneur says, okay, what do I got to do to make this work? Do I need to sell my car to make payroll? Do I need to, you know, what is it that I need to do? And then they do it. And that's at the heart of entrepreneurship, is the passion, is the drive, is the ability to say, you know what, today sucks, but I don't care. I'm going to make this work.
You know, that's the attitude that you have to have. I will say one thing just that I find to be interesting, as I think if your goal is accomplishment, and if accomplishment doesn't necessarily mean, you know, to just survive financially, or even just if your accomplishment is just to your dream of accomplishment is just to make as much money as possible, I don't think that's going to work. And I learned that from one of your colleagues, another author whose books I read numerous times, Stephen Covey. He's actually from Salt Lake, if I'm not mistaken. Hey, do me a favor. Tell me very quickly, getting down to the University of Utah, tell me a little bit about the Calder Initiative on Technology.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks for the opportunity. The Calder Initiative on Technology is an initiative with the mission being to create the most digitally literate students in the world, regardless of degree. So helping students add technology to their degree, whether they're a medical student, an English major, a business student, it doesn't matter. We provide an overlay to their degree with technology such as artificial intelligence, blockchain, Bitcoin, web and app development, UI, UX, all sorts of technologies to be able to add to their degree, so that then when they go into the modern world, kind of like what you're talking about, and when they go into this crazy modern world of ours, that they can use that technology to enhance their ability to get jobs, but also to enhance the companies that they go and work for. And it's just an amazing opportunity to work there with Heather Collart, the founder and philanthropist, working with Dean Taylor Randall up at the University of Utah.
You know, I want to say one thing. We've only got we actually have less than a minute here. I'm assuming, first of all, talking about your book, it is available on Amazon. Is that correct?
It's available for pre-order right now. Yep, you can get The Entrepreneur's Paradox on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere fine books are sold.
Okay, tell you what I'm going to do. There's a typical line. Anywhere fine books are sold. Let me tell you, I'm going to put up a link for your book. I'm going to make it very easy for people to pick it up if they would like to. Curtis, it has been a real pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we right now have the top of the hour news. Big Al is going to be right back. Curtis, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.